proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. And today we have a very special guest with us. In fact, we have friends from Holland that are with us today. We have Elizabeth Vincent that is with us today. First of all, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Aaron.
And we've been talking, in fact, we've been friends for many years, and we've seen how the Lord has worked in your family's life. And but I tell you what, I think our listeners would want to also know a little bit of what God has been doing. So let's talk about, first of all, your testimony. How did the Lord bring you to Him?
I was 19 years, and on our Christmas day, that is also the 5th of December, and other student, because my friend and I were studying political science in Amsterdam at the university, and he said, "Do you want to become my girlfriend?" And that is now 54 years ago.
Wow.
And, and I answered, "I want 1 month to think about if I love you enough." And then he said, "We were raised in Christian homes, but we were not really born again Christians." Then he said, "Let's pray together." And we knelt both down. What we prayed, I don't know. But I knew whenever I get married, I want with a man with whom I can pray. Because that feels so good to pray together.
Amen.
We were in Amsterdam at the 5th of December. He went to his home in another province in Holland, and I went to Haarlem for the celebration of Christmas. But at the last week of that month that I asked to think if I love him enough, we went to a conference for Christian students. And at the last evening, the 4th of January, 1967, Corrie ten Boom came.
Yes, many people I think have heard of her, especially those who listen to us.
Yes.
Great.
And when she speaks, really something happens. She spoke about Jesus, that he died for our sins. Before I had read it so many times, but that evening, it was like I saw that Jesus really died for my sins. And I gave my heart to Jesus. And what happened too, my friend did the same. And now we are married for 50 years.
Wow, praise the Lord.
Yeah, and God sent us now to missions among Jewish people. Because when I came home to my hometown, they said, "Corrie, my grandfather constructed a hiding place." But I didn't believe it. It was too nice. But
so your grandfather constructed the hiding place of Corrie ten Boom.
Yes, they told me, but I didn't believe it.
Oh, wow.
But later, I read a book from Hans Polij. He was one of the underground resistance worker, and he named in his book the name of my grandfather, Willem Hoek, and also where he lived. And then I went to the Corrie ten Boom house to check it, if it was really true. And they confirmed it. Because he was living very close by the hiding place, the house of the family ten Boom. And he was a constructor. And even his name is mentioned in the very famous book, The Hiding Place. Because he brought his watch, because Father ten Boom was a watchmaker. And he brought his watch to the shop. Father, the watch of Father Hoek and Casper ten Boom said, "You, I don't ask you money because your watch is so nice, so precious." So that is in the book of The Hiding Place.
Wow, and that is a great place to stop our conversation today. We're going to pick this up. Again, we have Elizabeth Visa that's with us today. She shared with us her testimony of salvation, but also how we were introduced to Corrie ten Boom. Many of our listeners are familiar with her story, and we're going to find out more about that next time. So thank you for joining us today.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.